Breastfeeding. What is breastfeeding? Breastfeeding is feeding a baby milk from the mother's breasts. You can feed your baby right at your breast. You can also pump your breasts and put the milk in a bottle to feed your baby. Doctors advise breastfeeding for 1 year or longer, but your baby benefits from any amount of breastfeeding you can do. Breast milk is the perfect food for your baby. Breast milk is the only food your baby needs until about 4 to 6 months of age. You do not need to give your baby food, water, or juice. After that, you will gradually breastfeed less often as your baby starts to eat other foods. But keep breastfeeding for as long as you and your child want to. Your baby continues to get health benefits from breast milk past the first year. Breastfeeding lowers your child's risks for many types of infections and allergies. Breast milk may also help protect your child from some health problems, such as eczema and asthma. To compare, baby formula does not help protect a baby from infections and other health problems. You may recover from pregnancy, labor, and delivery sooner when you breastfeed. You may also lower your risk for breast cancer. Is breastfeeding hard to do? Breastfeeding is a learned skill. You will get better at it with practice. You may have times when breastfeeding is hard. The first 2 weeks are the hardest for many women, but stick with it. You can work through most problems. Doctors, nurses, and lactation specialists can all help. So can friends, family, and breastfeeding support groups. How do you plan for breastfeeding? Before your baby is born, plan ahead. Learn all you can about breastfeeding. This helps make breastfeeding easier. Talk to your doctor about breastfeeding. Schedule an exam with your doctor early in your pregnancy. Before your visit, write down any questions or concerns that you may have about breastfeeding. This will help you remember to talk about them with your doctor. Make sure your doctor knows about any breast reductions, implants, biopsies, or other types of breast surgery you have had. Learn how to breastfeed. The staff at hospitals and birthing centers can connect you with people called lactation specialists who help you learn how to breastfeed. While you are pregnant, you can take a breastfeeding class. Also, get a breastfeeding book for quick reference. Ask your doctor for ideas. Plan ahead for times when you will need help. Think about the people you could talk to or have come over to help you succeed with breastfeeding once your baby is born. Many women get help from friends and family. Before you have your baby, talk to friends and family members about your plans to breastfeed and how their support is important to you. Also, think about joining a breastfeeding support group. After your baby is born, you may feel more connected if you talk to other breastfeeding mothers. You may also help each other answer questions about breastfeeding issues. Buy breastfeeding equipment. You will need breastfeeding supplies after your baby is born. For example, breast pads, nipple cream, breastfeeding pillows, and burping pads are all helpful. You can buy these items ahead of time. It is also good to buy or rent a breast pump to have on hand when you bring your baby home. Pumping your breasts can help relieve pain and pressure when your milk comes in. How often do you need to feed your baby? Feed your baby whenever he or she is hungry. In the first 2 weeks, your baby will breastfeed about every 1 to 3 hours. This schedule can make you very tired. But you know that your baby will soon start eating more at each feeding, and you will not need to breastfeed as often. Plan for times when you will be apart from your baby. Use a breast pump to collect milk ahead of time. You can store milk in the refrigerator or freezer for times when someone else will be taking care of your baby. When breastfeeding, can you eat or drink the same foods as you did before you were pregnant? Anything you put in your body can be passed to your baby in breast milk. If you are breastfeeding, do not drink alcohol, take drugs, or smoke. Before you take any kind of medicine, herb, or vitamin, ask your doctor if it is safe. When should you call your doctor? Talk to your doctor right away if you're having problems and are not sure what to do. Do not be afraid to call, even if you don't quite know what is bothering you. Your doctor is used to parents of newborns calling. He or she can help you figure out if there's a problem, and if so, how to fix it.